The church reserves this very vicious kind of a discussion in chapter 8 as we get close to the Passion Week. And it's a meditation for us about resisting the truth. See, it says, it begins, Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, who had begun to believe in him, would probably be a better description of them, if you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That truth is Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Truth in the fourth gospel is the manifestation, the revelation of the Father. That's the truth. And so Jesus is the truth because he manifests the Father. Now, they want to keep it down on earth here. So we're descendants of Abraham. We've never been enslaved to anybody. We're free. Jesus says, anybody who sins is a slave of sin. You're not free. You have anger, you have hatred, you have jealousy, you are resisting what I'm telling you. You're slaves. And a slave does not remain in the household forever. But a son always remains. Now, on one level, you see what these words of the Lord are doing is sort of cutting away all illusion. Do we really accept the reality and the majesty of Jesus Christ? Is he really our Lord? Do we really love him? Do we really know what he's done for us? Have we given our whole life to him? Are we ready to do his will? Are we ready to face the difficulties that are ahead of us? You see, if the Son frees you, then you're really free. Because then there's nothing that can inhibit you because you're not bound by fear. But you're trying to kill me because my word has no room among you. Now, as I say, you see, this is showdown time now, you see. This is talking about life and death, about who he really is, who the Father is, what is truth. As we close in on Holy Week, you see. They answered, our father is Abraham. Jesus said, if you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. What are the works of Abraham? Total obedience to God. First place, he's childless. And God promises him, you will have children like those stars up there. You can't count them. And he believed God. And in Hebrew, he made God firm. He leaned so far over on God that if God doesn't come through, he's going to fall flat on his face. That's faith. He believes him. Somebody's cell phone is going. Right? Yeah. Well, try to find it. You see, faith is relying totally on the Father. And so, you are doing the works of your Father. We have one Father, God. If God were your Father, you would love me. For I come from God, and I'm here. If my Father were really your Father, you'd recognize me. You wouldn't be... And when I point out the way my Father wants you to live, you would just repent, beat your breast, ask for mercy, and become holy. But you won't do that. So your minds are blinded. You don't know who I am. And you hate me, and you're trying to kill me. So it comes down to yielding to the truth. Yielding to the truth. The truth of who Jesus Christ really is. The truth of who we are and in what need we stand of salvation, of the passion, of the blood of Christ to free us from sin and to bring us into eternal life. And there's no other way to get there. And so... If God were your Father, you'd love me. For I came from God, and I'm here. I didn't come on my own. He sent me, trying, as it were, with baby talk, to give us an idea of the relationship in the Trinity. The Father sent me. He and the Father are one. So now we're touching on the, you see, that person who died in an act of love is divine. That was a divine person who made that act of love in dying and brought the whole human race back to the Father. And that's what we celebrate. Do this in memory of me. So let's continue to pray. And remember how lucky we are. You know, it wasn't any brains of ours that brought us here this morning. To hear these words, to receive the body and blood of Jesus. So let's begin to really pray for the world. And carry the world to the Father. So that as we start entering now into the passion, to really, the church relives this passion with Jesus. We can bathe the world in light before it gets much darker.